1973. A world of electronics had opened more new doors for me this year. BFY 51, BC 107C, 56 PF cap, 33K resistor, 5 turn CT 18S.W.G, variable hex cord inductor, 2 speaker, veroboard, sticky back plastic, 2x9V batteries. Not exactly J.R. Hartley or a props list from Star Trek, but all that was necessary to get me illegally on air on the 3MTR VHF radio band. Okay, not rocket science, not reinventing the wheel here, just looking for a better alternative to the 100-yard, old imperial measure, range offered by commercial walkie-talkies. Walkies, canine term for exercise. Talkies, term used to indicate motion pictures were to be accompanied by sound. Not to be confused with canine talkie walkies when the Scotty is accompanied by a human. I must confess that I do digress quite often in my dabbling with the written word or two. Tuned to the third harmonic, not 208 I was. Wandering o'er hill NT dale looking for the magic location where a signal traveled best. This of course was a hobby, not a way of earning, more a case of learning. I can hear you, Sid, Roger had shouted across the field, why the hell didn't you use your transmitter then? Said I. Duh. This was be how it went on until I built a twin-stage frequency doubled crystal stabilized high-power version that was capable of being received at Bristol Airport. I know it got to the airport all right, because whilst monitoring my TX testing in the car at Chilcompton, I was accompanied on my chosen frequency by a voice. My 1KHZ test tone was swamped by if I lift the squelch key I can hear this whistle, voice of ground control staff member. The speed limit was broken to get back to Timsbury PDQ. Close call then, time to go silent key for a while. Electronics had become my life, my work, my hobby, even my dreams. To sustain me I had chips with everything. I had become hooked on digital, NOTs, NORs, NANDs, ORs, exclusive ORs. The only exclusive ORs I had known about previously were Christine Keeler and Mandy Rice Davis, and I thought a NAND was what you lifted your pint with. We live and learn, eh? JK flip-flops, latches, adders, with fetch and carry, now that's what I call useful. ROMs, RAMs 4-bit binary counters, bus drivers, now I know a bit about these. TTL, what a wonderland I was introduced to. Not so much as, through the looking glass peeking, rather a case of a little bit more to learn about life. Miners' strikes, 3-day weeks, days without electric, musicians that didn't like to pay their bills, a 2-year-old son who needed to spend more time with his mother away from our little shop, rampant inflation, rising interest rates on a bank loan. This little list of pressures meant choices had to be made, go on down the slippery slope of subsidization of these businesses or bite the bullet, swallow the bitter pill. The lesser of two evils was chosen. Sell the recording kit, the shop stock and take an easy option, become a paid worker. Jeff Avis bought the mixing console for his band, Phil Parsons the quad amp and Spender monitors. Various other group contacts had the rest of the machinery. An eventful 4 years were over. I paid off as much of the bank loan I could, had the phone disconnected, stocked up on plenty of SO blue paraffin and candles. Now charged with the care of 2 car batteries and 3 side light bulbs. The people in the village were sad to see the shop close for good, but realized that we could not keep it going in the circumstances. We had a clearance sale with very generous discounts, and actually gave some of the stock away. We had to prepare ourselves to the fact that the ground floor was going to be empty sun, and, when, and if, the money became available, it would lead to a much more spacious home for our family. I was now well prepared for my winter of discontent. Use browser back button to return to previous page, to 1974. Beam me up, Scotty. I boldly go. Access to cheap electronic parts, a yearning for the great outdoors, lifestyle choices to be made. Studio is still alive. This empty spool did have the Miro demos from 1968 unit life or got NAD used it for something else. Heitmeier. Family pictures. Andrew finding his feet at his gran's house in Bathford. 1973 Zenobia Cowley with Andrew taking in some calories outside the red brick house in Church Hill. Heating system. Vela twin burner heater.